Tampa Bay Angels.
And we are thankful for our sponsors for Angels basketball here on KAKN, brought to you tonight by Bristol Bay Contractors, Bristol Bay Telephone, Peninsula Automotive, Naknek Engine Sales and Service, Heart of the Shire, CNC Heating, D&D Restaurant, Naknek Trading, Nancy's Tax and Accounting, King's Flying Service, the Community Bible Chapel, Pan Air, Coastal Surveyors, Wells Fargo, and the King Salmon Gym.
All fine sponsors of Angels basketball right here on KAKN. We've got a couple of moments. The girls are warming up on both sides. This evening, Sam Point is only bringing up six girls to play against maybe a dozen of the Bristol Bay Angels suiting up. So you always kind of wonder, Jeff, if they're only bringing six, can you run them down the court?
Yeah, certainly fatigue can be an issue when you don't have many substitutes, and then also the whole factor of, you know, if anybody gets in foul trouble, that could be a big issue. So be interesting to see how that plays out as the game goes along.
And there have been teams up here in the past that have only been out there with four members and actually got down to three one time, I believe. So you always have to tell your players to don't get in foul trouble, because that makes the other members work double hard, as there's always one guy, one person open if it's 5-on-4.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see here with Sandpoint. They're making their first trip up this way this year. You know, we don't know what kind of team they have, and haven't seen them, so how this game's going to play out, it'll be fun to see how that does unfold.
The Bristol Bay Angels have had their roller coaster ride this year. It takes a little time for them to get moving well into the second quarter, so Bristol Bay is going to have to shake that little monkey off their back and get going a little bit faster in the way of point production. And one thing that the Sand Point has in their advantage is Bristol Bay likes to put five people. Even though the coach only wants three, all five of them tend to go toward the basket on offensive rebound. And if the defense gets it, then easy outlet pass and up the court for lay-ins. That's been Bristol Bay's downfall so far this year. So we'll see if Bristol Bay needs to make that kind of adjustment this evening. Starting the members that the Sandpoint Eagles have brought up here this evening are Alyssa Ludvig, Julia Johnson, Mariana Larson, Bobby Beskin, Ann Rosette, and Lainey Kuchenoff.
Kuchenoff, yeah.
Kuchenoff. Our apologies to that family if we have butchered the name. Nonetheless, the Sandpoint Eagles bring six gals for this game.
And for Bristol Bay, now being announced, some of the bench players, Michaela McLean, first one to be announced. And Shailene Holstrom. Shailene is a senior and has started for Bristol Bay, but she hurt her leg pretty bad in the Sockeye tournament, and so she...
She's got her leg bandaged up, that left leg. It's probably twisted pretty good, so
yeah.
She's injured one of the co-captains, but she's going to be sitting out.
Kendra Holstrom also being announced, and Kendra's had a bad ankle as well, so both the Holstrom girls have been injured this year. Katie Wassley announced for the Angels. Polly McLean also announced. Abby Schwartz, another of the players on the roster here for the Lady Angels. And then Michaela Wilson is announced. And Bailey Schoeneman. And now we have our five starters that are going to be announced for Heath Lyons' Lady Angels. But the starters are going to be Brittany Monk and also Michaela Emery. And it looks like Ashley Bales, Jennifer Shryock, and then Shanice Pacheco. That'll be your five starters for the Angels here this evening. So we're just about ready for basketball here. This is the first round, once again, of the Elks Classic. We'll have more basketball for you later on tonight when the Bristol Bay boys take on the Sandpoint Eagles as well. The crowd is rising to their feet here and going to say the Pledge of Allegiance together. Stand corrected there, Wes. That wasn't the Pledge of Allegiance. That was the National Anthem, nicely sung by a couple of teachers from Bristol Bay High School and grade school as well. So the National Anthem having been sung, we are ready for basketball.
Looking to see actually who does the sitting down for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Number 34.
Rosette is going to be sitting down as Kuchenov. Fishkin, Larson, Johnson, and Ludwig are going to be out there for the Sandpoint Eagles. Starting again, Emery, Pacheco, Chirock, Bales, and Monk out there. Emery, as I was watching, kind of surprising during warm-ups, shooting some three-pointers from the left side here, did very well, so maybe she might have some inside-outside connections going on. Ludwig is going to be jumping for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bristol Bay is in white. Sandpoint is in blue. Referee blows the whistle. Throws the ball up. Easily controlled. Well, actually not. You got it. No, I got it. No, you got it. Type atmosphere for the Bristol Bay Angels already. Chirock up between the circles. Goes to the left to Bales at the wing. Back to Chirock. Over to Monk on the left side. Back up to Bales. Over to, I think that Bales now as Chirock is leading the charge. Bales picks up the loose ball, dribbles in, passes back up to the free throw line to Pacheco. Her shot doesn't go. And Emery with the put back up and first 2 points of the game.
Nice offensive rebound there by Michaela Emery, and she puts it up and in. Angels with the early lead.
Ludwig has it. A little bit of defense. Looks like she's going to get in trouble here. Bales intercepts that pass from Ludwig and goes up to the left side. Doesn't go. We've got a foul. And
looks like on Monk, I would say.
0-0. 1-0. Monk. Number 1-0.
0-0.
0-0.
Yep.
She's got the foul assessed to her.
That was a nice steal by Ashley Bales, and she had a wide-open layup as she went down the court, but couldn't convert on the layup. And that's been one thing that Bristol Bay struggled with a little bit, with some of those open layups and shots.
Ludwig goes to her right. She almost gets tied up. The ball comes loose. Monk has it, looking for an up-court pass. Nothing there. Bales up there to assist. Chirock sets up the play. Bales on the right side wing. Puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Pacheco there for an attempt. Another attempt by Bales. It was no good. And we've got a tie-up. It will be 10-point ball. So Bristol Bay right off the bat, Jeff, getting some good shots up, but just aren't able to go in. Ludvik for Sandpoint, bringing it down. He's dribbling to her left, down the side of the key, loses handle of it. Johnson picks it up, back to Ludvik. We've got a tripping violation on Emery as Tenoff went to the floor. Or was it traveling? No, it's timeout, 10 points. That's what the whistle was being blown for. So Bristol Bay opening up their defense with the pass to the wing, get it to the low post or a cutting person. High post has been open for a shot. Just hasn't gone in for Bristol Bay so far. And some good offensive rebounding. So,
and it looks like Sandpoint's going to have a little bit of trouble with Bristol Bay's defense. They come down and they're not moving the ball real quickly, and they're getting trapped wherever they're at, it seems like, and haven't really had even an opportunity to score. They haven't been able to get the ball in close to the basket at all. So They're going to have to figure out the Angels' defense a little bit if they're going to put some points on the board here this evening.
Players running around. Referee puts the ball in play. Ludvik looking for some help. Still looking for some help. No one long. Ball is over the head of Johnson. And we've got blue ball, the referee says. So good break for the Sandpoint Eagles. Bristol Bay is playing very tight. And Ludvik just not able to get it in. Again, she's having trouble. Bales intercepts the pass up to Dushkin. Bales trying to pass. Gets it down into Emery on the right side. Basket goes in. Counts as Emery is fouled in the act of shooting.
Her basket's going to count. She's going to go to the free throw line. Chance for a three-point play.
Kuchenov has her first personal foul assessed to her.
4-0 Angels here in the early going, and all 4 points scored by Michaela Emery.
Emery is at the free throw line. Off the mark, rebounded by Bales. Bales puts it up from the right side, and it goes in. 6-0, Bristol Bay. And again, I think you're right, Jeff, that Sandpoint really going to have to get the ball moving around the perimeters to be effective. Ludvik is in the center of the lane up near the free throw. Her shot doesn't go. Emery with the ball handle gives it up to Shyrock. Shyrock hits that layup on the right side. 8-0 in favor of Bristol Bay.
Well, we wondered, you know, not having seen Sandpoint, you wonder how the game is going to go, and it looks like maybe Bristol Bay has an opportunity to have the upper hand here. Sandpoint having trouble stopping the Angels and having trouble getting any good shots on the offensive end, so not looking good unless they can make some adjustments here.
Ludvik keeps her dribble going. Emery is on her now. Oh, okay, a little foul here. Push on Pacheco as the ball was pushed up to Kuchenov. Bristol Bay playing really tight defense. Emery's going to sit down for a little bit. Pacheco sits down. Kendra Holstrom is in the game along with Bailey Shoneman. Ludvik for Sandpoint looking in, and Shoneman taps the ball away. Handled now by Monk as she brings it down, gives it up to Shyrock. Shyrock over to Monk on the left side. Monk didn't want to take that shot. Bales on the right, down into Shoneman. Shoneman's shot doesn't go. Fouled in the act of shooting.
Good to see Kendra Holstrom on the floor. She got injured here several weeks ago, and this is her first time back in the lineup. And last year and early in this year, she's one of the main scorers for the Angels, so they're glad to have her back on the floor.
Ludvik has her first personal foul assessed to her. Shoneman's shot. Bounces around and in. It's the front of the rim, back of the rim, and goes through the net. That's what we like to see. Soft touches at the free throw line for Bristol Bay. Second shot, nothing but net on that one. So it's 10-0, 5:02 here in the first quarter. Again, Ludvik's got to carry that team of Sandpoint. A lot of the other members, if they get the ball, then defense is up on them. Relatively fast. The ball is on the left side to Dushkin. Dushkin coming now to the right side to Ludvik in the right corner. Ludvik goes to baseline, puts up a shot, hits the back of the backboard, and coming down, Shoneman with it. She finally decides to push it up court to Shyrock, and Shyrock goes in for the attempted layup, fouled in the act of Shooting. 2-3. 3-2. Michigan has a first personal foul, and again, with them only bringing six players up, Sandpoint has to be extremely careful. First shot by Shyrock is off the back. Shyrock, Kendra Holstrom in there, Gunneman, Bales, and Monk for Bristol Bay, and Larson sitting down now for the Sandpoint Eagles, and Rosette coming in. Second shot by Shyrock is good. It's 11-0 in favor of the Angels.
And Jennifer has 3 points here in the early going. Angels are led by Michaela Emery with 4 points in the game so far.
Sushka is going to bring the ball down now. She's going to play the lead guard. Ball is now loose. Bales picks up with it. Up court to Shyrock. Shyrock just didn't make it up over the rim. Bales with the second attempt. Shyrock had kind of an awkward position to shoot it, and she did a fine job as much as she did to get it up to the rim, and it will be Bristol Bay ball out of bounds. Bounce pass into Bales right under the rim, and it's up and in. 13-0, 4:06 here in the first quarter of play.
Ashley Bales has 4 points for the Angels.
Dushkin coming down. Bales is up on Dushkin very quickly. Dushkin looking into the corner, can't get the ball to Rosette, and it was tipped by Rosette a little bit, but off of Bristol Bay fingertips. Ludwig with the ball for the Eagles, having trouble getting it in. Kuchenov finally handles it. Kuchenov getting some defense on her, passes into Rosette. She dribbles into the lane, and the foul is on the floor. But
you're going to get Bailey Schoenemann for tripping her as she came across the lane there.
There was a lot of feet and ankles that Rosette was traveling through, so it's amazing she got it as far as she did. Ball is handled by Bristol Bay. Schoenemann coming out of the back. Schoenemann up to Shyrock, and Shyrock puts in that dribble, that layup from the left side. Schoenemann was having a very difficult time handling that ball for Bristol Bay. But she gave it up to Shyrock, and fine job there by Bristol Bay getting that outlet pass. Ball is into Rosette. Rosette down the left side of the lane. Tries to put up a shot, and it goes out of bounds. We're going to have to learn new names here, as we've got five new players coming in for the Bristol Bay Angels. They out to a commanding lead. Schwartz out there.
Katie Wassley, Michaela Wilson, Michaela McLean, Abby Schwartz, and Polly McLean for the Angels.
Ball is shot up by Johnson, and it's off the backboard. Help me out. Wassily bringing the ball down for the Angels. Dean, who we got?
Polly McLean.
McLean. Okay.
That's Michaela McLean, pass inside.
And shot was up on the left side. You just didn't get that bucket to roll, so you might have popped a finger, too, there on her shooting hand. Ludwig bringing it in for the Eagles.
That's early to empty your bench with only 5 minutes gone in the game, but with it 15-0, probably good sportsmanship by the coach here.
Ball was in and out for Dushkin as she tried a three-pointer. She didn't have that ball in her hand a half a second before she tried to shoot it. Wassily down the middle of the lane on the left side, jump stops and puts up and in. It's 17-0.
Katie Wassily with her first two of the evening, and the Angels looking good here tonight, leading at 17-0.
Ludwig with a three-pointer is in. Ludwig, the first 3 points for the Sandpoint Eagles. Stops right there at the top of the circle and puts one down. She probably, now that she's got the range, she'll probably be putting up a few more. Katie Wassily with another attempt at the same move, a jump shot right there on the left side of the lane. Doesn't go. It is off of Sandpoint. Bristol Bay has it. Katie Wassily into the throws it in, and Wilson, it will be fouled by Kuchenov of Sandpoint. So it's Bristol Bay out of bounds, far side. Katie throwing it in to Wilson. Wilson on the left side puts up a layup down the side of the lane. No good. Rebounded by Kuchenov. Kuchenov down this near side. Stops at the right wing. And she travels as she tries to gain her balance.
Well, Wes, you said that Bristol Bay sometimes is a slow starters, and they need to have a little quicker start this evening. I'd say that 17-0 qualifies for that.
Quick start, yeah. Yes.
Now 17-3 after that nice three-pointer by Ludwig of Sandpoint.
Wassily trying to get it into McLean. You're going to have to help me with these McLean girls.
That's Michaela McLean inbounding it to Katie Wassily.
Wassily going to bring it up near the top of the circle. Dushkin is on her as it looks like a man-to-man defense now. Katie putting up a shot, gets her own rebound. Second attempt's no good. The ball is tipped and controlled by Sandpoint as Johnson goes up for the layup for Sandpoint, fouled in the act of shooting. Pauly will be, wait a minute, they're going to give it to Bristol Bay. I don't understand that. That was, anyway, Pauly putting it, throwing it into Katie Wassily. Katie down that far side, comes back to the left, pulls up the dribble, getting it over to Pauly. She puts up a shot and rebounded by Kuchenov of Sandpoint. So Bristol Bay didn't have their full complement of rebounders in there. Dushkin has it on the right side. Dushkin, probably the smallest gal out there, size-wise. Kuchenov with a three-pointer. It's in and out. Rebounded by McLean, trying to give it to Wassily. Wassily with an up-court pass to Schwartz. Abby puts one off the glass and in. 15-foot out. Schwartz coming out of that one smiling big. It's 19-3 with 25 seconds left here. Ludwig bringing it down for the Eagles. Ludwig slowing it down. We've got 20 seconds over to Kuchenov. Ball is back up toward the top of the circle. Rebound is controlled by Johnson. Dushkin brings it down. It was tipped by Bristol Bay. Dushkin with a quick shot off the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound is tipped by Wilson. Controlled now by Bristol Bay. And Katie Wassily, thinking as to how she's going to put that shot up, travels in the process and gives Sandpoint 2 seconds as we wind down this first quarter. Ludwig puts up a three-pointer. It's blocked by Wilson. That's the end of the first quarter. It's 19-3. We'll be back after 1 minute. It's 19-3. And 19-3, Ludwig has the 3 points for the Sandpoint Eagles. Kind of a slow start. We'll be taking a short break and be back with second quarter action. What do we do? Okay. Okay.
And Sandpoint has to fill it in.
Fill in?
Yeah.
Okay. We're back here for second quarter action. Bristol Bay putting out on the court Wassily, the two McLean girls, Schwartz and Wilson.
Michaela. Michaela Wilson.
Where are we at here? She's not even in the book.
Who's that, Michaela? Number 30? Yeah.
Okay, into Pauly. Pauly will give it up to Wassily. She pulls up her dribble. Close defense by Sandpoint right now. McLean has it at the top, down to Wilson on the left side. McLean has it, and Wassily is going to bring it out and set it back up again. Wassily over to Polly. Polly up to, I can't get there.
Michaela McLean, yeah.
And turnover as the ball is on the floor for two Sandpoint Eagles. Ludwig bringing it down. She's getting harassed a little bit by Schwartz. Ludwig puts up a three-pointer. Ludwig has all 6 points for the Sandpoint Eagles.
That was a nice job by Ludwig there. She drove around the right side, and as soon as she went around the screen, she had a little opening, and, boy, she turned to the face of the basket and fired up that three-pointer right away.
Katie Wassily with a shot up, no good. Ball was last tipped before it went out of bounds by Bristol Bay. It will be Sandpoint ball.
19-6 is the score here, and a few more three-pointers by Sandpoint. Here's Ludwig open again, another three-pointer. This one no good.
Off the back, ball is on tapped onto the floor. Sushkin has it, passes up to Kachanov. Kachanov in the right corner. Wilson's tight defense against her. Ball is now tipped, and Rosette tried to put it up. She's got a second attempt at it. Ball is on the floor. She gets a third attempt. Rosette with a two-pointer goes in. It's 8-19 in favor of the Angels. Katie Wassily coming down the left side. Pulls up, gives it to Polly. Polly is having a little difficulties with Rosette tight on her, and Rosette's going to get a foul for a little aggressiveness there.
Sandpoint picking it up a little bit here. That, you know, they were down 17-0. Now it's 19-8, so they're on an 8-2 run against Bristol Bay here.
Wassily up to McLean to Schwartz. Schwartz with a 15-footer. I think that's Schwartz's fourth point of the game.
That's right.
And Abby's doing a fine job on that right wing up there. Ludwig, it's 21-8, 5:45 here in the second quarter. Ludwig going to the left. Ludwig doesn't get near as good of a pick this time. Ludwig with the ball high above. Abby giving her some really good defense. Finally decides to swat at the ball and knocks it out of bounds, out of Ludwig's hand. All the girls are in one-fourth of the court. Ludwig over to Kachanov on the right wing. No, the shot's not there. Wilson knocks it out of Sandpoint's hand, and we've got ball still on the floor. Polly McLean couldn't get that left-handed layup to go. We've got a foul on the court going Bristol Bay way.
That's a tough one for Polly McLean. She had the run out there, you know, and when you're dribbling down the court as fast as you can, coming up on the left side, and you're not real comfortable with that left hand, that's a tall order for these girls. But Polly gave it a good try.
Wilson right there on the right side two times. Katie Wassily with a third attempt, and we've got a foul on the floor. White, number one.
Michaela McLean.
Michaela.
Whistle for the foul. Is that her second?
Ludwig will bring it down court for Sandpoint Eagles. Dushkin is on her right, and we've got Rosette on her left. Rosette's got the ball. High post, left side, and she travels in trying to get the ball off for a pass. Kayla pushing it into Wassily. Wassily dribbling down this left side. She looks comfortable on that left side. However, Dushkin tips it out of there, and Kachanov comes up with the ball. But in the act of a pass, we have a foul on Wilson.
Michaela Wilson, she's just a freshman. She's going to be a good ball player for the Angels. Getting some good experience here in a varsity game tonight.
17 fouls for the Bristol Bay Angels and 16 fouls for the Sandpoint Eagles. So we have Kuchenov at the line for a 1-1. First shot is up and good. It is 9-21, and that's Laney's first point of the game. Second attempt is up and good as well. 2 points for Kuchenov.
Yeah, Sandpoint really coming along here in the second quarter. They're down 21-10, but had a hard time getting on the board at all. But now they've scored 10, while Bristol Bay's only been able to get up 2 points.
Abby Schwartz trying to dribble it into the circle, and it tipped away. And as Sam Point was on the fast break, he traveled with it, so it will be Bristol Bay ball. Katie Wassley doing a fine job out there, ball handling for the Bristol Bay Angels. But some tight defense by Sam Point is doing well for them in the way of defense. Bristol Bay shot the ball, rebounded and controlled now by Ludwig of the Eagles. It's 21-10, 4:25 here in the second quarter.
Ludwig does a nice job handling the ball for Sandpoint. She's also got a couple of three-pointers here in the game, so good player for the Eagles.
Kuchenoff travels with the ball, shuffles her feet a little bit as she's trying to look for a pass, and so it will be Bristol Bay ball. Up-court pass to Abby Schwartz. She picks it up, gives it over to Katie, dribbles once, gives it to Wilson at the high post. Wilson dribbling down to the left side, puts up a shot, no good. Swatted out of bounds. Referee will give it to Blue, it looks like. I'll make that white, Bristol Bay. So we've got two girls at the top. They spread Wilson right down the middle on the left side. Wide open she was on that left side layup. And we've got 23-10. That was a well good play that went just as planned, how it looks on the chalkboard. So Ludwig bringing it down for the Eagles, left side. Ludwig still keeping that dribble alive, looking for help. Kuchenoff on the left side of the free throw. Her shot doesn't go. And we've got a timeout by Bristol Bay.
One thing I would just say for both teams, you know, when they go up for a rebound, go up there and grab the ball. You notice how they're kind of slapping at it. They go up and just swat at the ball and try to knock it out of there. But good to go up strong with both hands and grab the ball and bring it down.
Mm-hmm. Bristol Bay, I was just wondering if the coach was going to bring in all the starters again to give them a little time on the court. But he's talking to a couple of gals on the bench. Did Bristol Bay call that timeout?
I believe so. I believe Coach Lyons was up and calling timeout.
He's talking to one gal sitting down on the bench, not really giving a whole lot of direction to the whole squad, just to a couple of gals there on the bench. It was Katie and Michaela McLean he was talking to. The rest of them were just kind of listening in.
Yep.
Sam Point, on the other hand, was giving directions to his whole squad there.
A little different tournament here. There aren't, at least on the boys' side, there aren't eight teams here. So as far as who plays who tomorrow is a little bit of a, got to do a little bit of a figure to come up with that.
Dushkin steals it, gives it up to Rosette. Rosette on the left side, her layup does not go up. Wassley trying to get a long upcourt pass to Wilson, and it is way over her head. Wassley had plenty of arm behind that one. Substitution coming in. Johnson for the Sandpoint Eagles, and Larson will sit down. Dushkin giving it back to Ludwig. Ludwig knows that he needs to keep that dribble alive, so he really does well with that. Kuchenoff with a three-point attempt is not there. Ball is tapped around, knocked up, controlled finally by Rosette. Ball is knocked around, and Polly McLean coming up on the right side for a layup, but Dushkin caught up with her and fouled her while she's on the floor. Dushkin has possibly two, if not three, for the Sandpoint Eagles. Both teams having seven team fouls. And Polly is at the line for a 1-1. Dushkin make that. Kuchenoff comes down with it. So as both teams were kind of flat-footed, thinking that she was shooting a two, but it was only a 1-1. Ball is to the left side, put up by Johnson, and controlled now by Wilson. Wilson going down to the right corner. She's driving that baseline. She's got the whole thing, but picks up the dribble now. She thought about doing a reverse layup. Katie Wassily with a long three-pointer, and Bristol Bay watches it go out of bounds. Wilson did have some nice dribbling techniques, but the second guessing that she was doing in her head as she was going down that baseline was the problem. She didn't have an end game to that baseline drive.
They talk about finishing. You know, you got to finish, and she wasn't quite able to finish, but she did a good job on the way down the court.
Rosette passes it back to Ledvick. Ledvick taking a three from way at the top of the circle. Ball is on the floor. Schwartz with it. Up court to Polly McLean. Her shot's off the front of the rim. Wilson with the putback. Second attempt is good. That was a nice second attempt. I mean, it was almost like a volleyball tap to put it back up. She didn't have it in her hands very long. It's 25-10 with 1:55 here in the second quarter. Ledvick going to the right side. Buchanoff with a three-point attempt off the mark. Rebounded by Wassily. That outlet just took forever to come together. Schwartz couldn't handle it. And neither could Johnson of Sam Point. Johnson tried to throw it back to her teammate, but traveled in the process. Katie into Wilson. Wilson with the ball, puts up a 15-footer, and it was ill-advised because there was four hands in her face on that one. So she did put up the shot quickly, but she should have maybe passed a couple of times before taking that one. Ludwig. For Sam Point, giving it over to Kachanov, back up to Johnson. Johnson keeps it from going back and forth. Rosette has the ball to Ludwig. Ludwig didn't know it was coming at her, but she finally picked it up. Having troubles with the ball and is tied up by Michaela McLean. And it will be Sam Point ball. 25-10, 1:12 here in the second quarter. Johnson makes that Rosette with a quick shot from the right wing, and it's tied up on the floor. We'll go to Bristol Bay this time. Sam Point taking every opportunity they can with the shot. Ball is into Michaela, back to Wassily. Katie brings it over the center line. Up court pass to Michaela. It's just off her fingertips. However, Kuchenov of Sam Point touched it last.
25-10 here. Bristol Bay still leading with under a minute to go. Now in
Bristol Bay
half.
Only scoring 6 points in this quarter. Ball is intercepted by Rosette. Rosette double dribbles as Polly McLean came up to give a little bit of defense, slow her down, and it's a turnover to Bristol Bay. We've got Rosette, Johnson, Ludwig, and we Schwartz's. Finally got the ball inbounded to her. Swatted out of bounds by Johnson of Sam Point. Ludwig is still in there. Again, these girls are going to be going up and down the court for another two quarters. Schwartz gets the inbound pass from Wassily. Wassily with a second attempt, and nothing going. The coach from Sam Point, Jeff, even pointed out that you got to go up with two hands, not just swat it. Wilson and Schwartz put up that attempt, and we got a tie-up. Schwartz and Ledvick.
Bristol Bay has had some real good looks underneath the basket, just chip shots 2 feet away, and they're not hitting them, but still maintaining their lead.
Katie Wassily had the opportunity to either give it to Wilson or Schwartz, and she voted Schwartz. Kuchenov with a shot from the right side is up and out of bounds. We'll go to Bristol Bay, I guess. Sam Point giving a little bit of resistance as Katie Wassily has it. Man-to-man full court pressure as Larson is on Katie. Polly has it over here. It's man-to-man defense by the Sam Point Eagles. Michaela comes way up high to Wassily, to Wilson. Wilson with a shot. Slightly tipped by Kuchenov, and out of bounds to Sam Point. So as it was going out of bounds, one of the Bristol Bay members tipped it, and Sam Point has 10 seconds to do something with it. 8 seconds, long court pass up to Johnson. Johnson with a three-pointer on the way, no good. Ball's on the floor. Pauley has it for Bristol Bay, and it's 25-10 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a recap of the first half.
And we're back here at halftime of the Bristol Bay Lady Angels Standpoint Lady Eagles basketball game here in the 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament in Naknek. Our halftime show is sponsored by Bristol Bay Cellular and Brycey Bees, the AC store in King Salmon, that's the Alaska Commercial Company, Wells Fargo, and Community Bible Chapel. Bristol Bay off to a good start there this evening, Wes, and jumped out to a 17-0 lead. Brought in the second string, and
went even, Steven, basically.
Pretty much even from there on. We'll give a rundown of the scoring here for Bristol Bay. Michaela Emery had 4, Ashley Bales with 4, Jennifer Shryock had 5, Michaela Wilson with 4, Katie Wasley with 2, Bailey Schoneman had 2, and Abby Schwartz had 4 points.
Sam Point scored 7 points there in the second quarter. Alyssa Ludwig has 6 points. Ann Rosette with 2, and Lainey Kuchenoff with 2 points. Ludwig hitting 2 3-pointers. I think that was something that Coach Lyon saw that he didn't want happening, so they went to a man-to-man defense, was for Ludwig to dribble up to the top of the circle and shoot. And so he pulled the zone defense down a little bit and changed it to a man-to-man, and that's what they've been playing through the remainder of this first half. Bristol Bay doing a fine job, though, you say, Jeff. Their fast break is working well for them.
Yeah, and they came out firing on all cylinders tonight and jumped out to that early lead. And they've been playing good defense. And like you said, fast break working really well, which good defense always leads to a lot of fast break opportunities, and Bristol Bay capitalized on those and jumped out to that early lead.
Yeah, the consistency that Bristol Bay will come out with in their second half team will probably be a telling sign for them the remainder of the season. The first half of the season, they would come out a little slow as well. First half, they didn't seem to want to play much earlier on in the season, but this game here, they came out and did a very fine job and got a nice commanding 19-3 lead. So, you know, you really want your main players, though, in there to get some really good experience to play when they're firing on all cylinders. However, Coach Lyon let the second squad play a little bit more.
Yeah, it looks like Bristol Bay will be taking on King Cove. We saw them earlier this afternoon, and they're a good ball club. So Bristol Bay, if they hang on to win this game, will be playing King Cove. That'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Just a reminder that following this game, the Bristol Bay boys will be taking on the Sandpoint Eagles boys team. And we'll be carrying that game live here on KAKN as well as down on KSDP down in Sandpoint. So we're going to send it back to the studio for about 4 minutes, and then we'll come back and be ready for second half action. Once again, Bristol Bay leading at 25-10 over Sandpoint here at halftime.
I'll keep going. Welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster along with Jeff Swanson. And we've got a halftime score of 25-10 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. it was a pretty even score during that second quarter, 6-7 in favor of Sandpoint, but Bristol Bay had a commanding 19-3 lead at the end of that first quarter. So I'm sure Coach Lyon going to put the starters back in. It's Monk, Emery, Bales, Tyrock, and Pacheco for the Bristol Bay Angels. As Bristol Bay held their own, give their girls a little bit of rest, try not to get anyone injured. Sometimes these runaway games, there always seems to be someone getting injured. So Coach Lyon takes his girls off the court to keep them from getting injured. We've got Shyrock coming in to the game over to Bales. Bales having man-to-man defense applied to him. A nice bounce pass into Pacheco. Her shot doesn't go. Ball is on the floor. Emery picks up with it. Shyrock over to Monk on the right wing. Monk looking for help. Pacheco way up top. Shyrock down to Emery. Emery with a shot from the left side. Doesn't go. And we've got a foul in the process of rebounding. It will be against Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay running their offense to perfection there, you know, running the offense, getting two layups, just perfect execution, except for making the shot.
Yeah.
Didn't do that on either one of
them. 99% perfect, except the 1% shot.
Yeah, the most important part of it.
Ludwig bringing it down for Sandpoint, dribbling to the right side, backs up a little bit. Ludwig over to Dushkin, intercepted by Bales. Bales down the right side for a layup and in. 27-10. With Bales seeing that pass coming 3 seconds to go.
Nice steal by Ashley, clear down below the free throw line and then dribbling the length of the court and laying it up and in. That time she did finish the play, and that was a good job. Here's a steal by the Angels.
Ludwig picks up her dribble, which is what she doesn't want to do at all, and tried to pass over to Kuchenov, and it was intercepted by Emery, but she couldn't finish the play. 27-10, 6:45, we're early here in the third quarter. Ludwig taking her complete 10 seconds to get over the center line. Going to the right, Dushkin now at the free throw line from the left side, doesn't go in. Rebounded by Shyrock. Shyrock quickly down the right side. She's got a head of steam up, and Dushkin fouls her in the act of shooting. And Shyrock going to go to the free throw line. Shyrock, Jeff, there was just, when she crossed half court, she didn't see much for help, so she just put it in fourth gear and hit that layup. Shyrock's first attempt is in. 28-10, 6:27.
Nice soft touch on the free throws you mentioned earlier, Wes. Lay it up there. If you're not going to swish it, at least make it so that when it hits the rim, it's just going to die right there and has a good chance of rolling in, and that one did.
Shyrock's second attempt is on the way, off to the right side, rebounded by Ludwig. Ludwig going down the center of the lane, center of the court, looking for some help, keeping that dribble alive. You know, if the girls were up there like Emery was, Bales with the interception, she couldn't follow through with the complete handling. Pacheco ties up Rosette, though, so it will be 10-point ball. Bristol Bay putting on man-to-man defense, and if they continue to make Ludwig pull up her dribble, they're going to have a good chance of really controlling this game.
Ashley Bales is in the passing lane here. She's already stolen two. You know that she had a chance to run down and get a layup on, just stole that inbounds pass or knocked it away again.
Ludwig, high pass, and Kuchenov is there to run it down all the way across. Ludwig picking up the tipped ball. Monk is against Ludwig. Ludwig dribbling down to the right corner now, continuing to keep that ball alive. Monk intercepts it. Shyrock has it. Shyrock up to Bales on the left side. Shyrock makes that. Bales puts up a right-handed layup from the left side, and we've got 30-10.
8 points for Ashley Bales in the ballgame. She's having a nice game, running the court well.
Bristol Bay is definitely running both ends. We've got Rosette on the left side, puts up a running layup from about 10 feet out, and Rosette's got 4 points.
with her left hand. I'm not sure if she's left-handed, but that was really a nice shot by Ann Rosette.
Monk at the three-point line on the left, right side. Pacheco over to Shyrock. Emery ran to perfection that one as Emery came around and had a chip shot on that left low post. Rosette bringing it down. Rosette to the right, then to the left. Ball is off of the back of Larson, and it's coming down. Pacheco controlling it now for Bristol Bay. Over to Bales, a little high over Bales' head. So it will be to Sandpoint. Bristol Bay has put in a couple of new plays in their playbook and have run those plays very well. Rosette going down the left side of the lane. She pulls up her dribble and decides to come back out. Kuchenoff with a shot 15 feet out. And we have over the back on Larson.
Nice rebound by Shanice Pacheco. She had good position, and Larson, trying to get the rebound, just went over her back.
It's 32-12, 4:32 here in the third quarter. Chirock to Monk. Monk eyes it up, decides not to. Monk pass up to Pacheco, tapped by Johnson, but controlled by Bristol Bay still. Bales, bounce pass into Pacheco. Pacheco bounces it to Emery, and I don't think she wanted to do that as it was off of Emery's foot out of bounds to Sandpoint.
I mentioned that in the previous game, you know, that pass right at somebody's feet is a tough one to handle.
Kuchenoff has it up near the top of the circle. Kuchenoff has Emery on her. Ball is up to Ludwig now, and we have a pushing foul. Looks like on Bristol Bay. I don't know who it will be on. Oh, no, it's on Blue.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. It was on Sandpoint on the Blue. And so Bristol Bay ball out of bounds here.
32-12, 3:57 here in the third quarter. Token resistance by Sandpoint as Shyrock has it up court now. Bales on the left side. Bales down to Emery. Emery shoots behind the backboard. She's had good success from that position, but she was just a little further out than the last two attempts she had. So.
Well, she got that pass, and she had made up her mind to shoot. She turned around and fired it up without hardly looking, and she shot it on the wrong side of the backboard.
Emery with a bounce pass up to Bales. Actually, a nice bounce pass to Bales, and Bales off the backboard. It's 34-12.
Ashley has 10 points, and the Angels have outscored Sandpoint here, 9-2 in this quarter, a little over halfway through it.
Ludwig bringing it up slowly. Ludwig looking for some help down underneath and is tapped by Bales out of bounds. Into the game, we've got Shahneman and Kendra Holstrom. Emery and Pacheco sitting down. Larson sitting down for Sandpoint, and we've got Dushkin coming in for Sandpoint. No help anywhere for Ludwig, and we've got a five-second violation. Coach from Sandpoint calls time, but the ref had blown it already.
When you cannot get the ball in 5 seconds, you know that you're having trouble with the opposing defense, and that's exactly what Sandpoint is dealing with here with Bristol Bay's pressure defense.
Half timeout for Sandpoint. Ludwig, yeah, just couldn't make up her mind as to where to throw it. Last time she had trouble, she had to throw it clear across the court from south to north, and Kuchenoff had to run to haul it in before it went out of bounds. So Ludwig really having trouble finding someone to inbound it to. So like you say, Jeff, good defense there by Bristol Bay.
Like on the floor here for the Angels is Shryock and Kendra Holstrom, Brittany Monk and Bailey Shahneman, and also Ashley Bales. 3:12 to go in the third quarter.
34-12. Ludwig is going to have another look at this to see. Passes into Kuchenoff. She had to run it down again. Gets beyond the three-point line, puts it up. No good there. Ludwig with the rebound, and it's tapped out of bounds by Kendra Holstrom.
little thing. They might mention there, Ludwig with a nice rebound right underneath the basket. She got the rebound, came down, and dribbled out. You know, she's right underneath the basket. You just well go straight back up. You're going to get a foul or you have a nice easy shot, one of the two probably.
Ludwig inbounding to Johnson, and it is tipped out of bounds by Shyrock. That is one problem that Sandpoint has to work with. Long pass over to Kuchenov, and Kuchenov was coming toward the pass, and Ludwig thought she was going away from the pass, so it's turned over to the Bristol Bay Angels.
Referee. One of the things that Sandpoint has tried to do here, you know, because they can't get the ball in, is to kind of go over everybody and get, catch it on the backside, but the passes are just going over everybody's head and out of bounds.
Kendra Holstrom down the right side, pass to Chenoff for easy lay-in. It's 36-12, 2:50 here in the third quarter. And, you know, like exhaustion is looking like it's starting to set in for some of the key players. And we've got going in circles. Kuchenov finally gets the ball. You know, that's something that I haven't seen in a long time. They were just kind of running around in circles. The offense was, and Bristol Bay was kind of trailing them. Finally got it to Kuchenov, which was something different. Long pass now to Shyrock on the left side. Doesn't go in. The second attempt by Bales does, though. It's 38-12.
Wes, you mentioned the Sandpoint players just going in a circle area. You know, I think they call it the old wheel. You know, you just keep running around until somebody breaks free, and you're running around in a circle right underneath the basket or just a little ways out, and you get the pass and have an opportunity for a layup there.
Yeah, well, that's they're continuing with that now. Time coached for Sandpoint. You know, you can run around in circles all you want, but if you're not looking at that ball, if it's coming your way, you know, the guard's looking at you, and if you're not looking back, the guard's not going to throw it to you because you're not looking.
Yep.
So you've got to have that your basics down. If you're going to do the play, you better keep your eyes open or the guard just might hit you in the head with it. You know, but you don't want to do that to your own players. But, you know, the guard's got a better look at the defense than you do if you're running around in circles. But I thought it was a nice play. Kuchenov got open. The set before this put up a shot, but it didn't go. So just something Sandpoint has to work on. It's 38-12 with 2 minutes in the third quarter. Into the game, we have the second squad, Schwartz, Michaela McLean, Polly McLean, Wilson, and Wassily back in there for the Bristol Bay Angels. For the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Ludwig and Rosette, Kuchenov, Dushkin, and Johnson. Dushkin has it now for Sandpoint. Bristol Bay playing a 1-2-2 zone defense to the left. Katie Wassily knocking it out of bounds. Katie comes up with it as there was no whistle, but Katie getting it up to Polly. Polly on the left side puts up a shot, no good. And we've got a foul, looks like on Bristol Bay. And we'll see who that's assessed to. 2-1.
That was a strange play on the out-of-bounds there. Somebody knocked. It looked like it was going to go out-of-bounds, and a couple players just kind of quit on it.
Yep.
One person didn't grab the ball and headed the other way. And
that was Katie Wassily. She had her head on her shoulders. I didn't hear any whistle, so I'm going to play basketball.
That's always a good rule of thumb. If you don't hear a whistle, keep playing.
Dushkin coming now to this left side, down to Ludwig. Ludwig puts up a shot, and it's blocked by Wilson. Ludwig gets it back and is pushed. 3-0. Wilson gives her a little push. Wilson and Wassily going for good defense there. Ludwig still looking for someone to throw it into. She finally gets it to Dushkin. Yeah, this set of Bristol Bay Angels not near as close on defense. Ball comes down to Michaela. She gives it up to Katie. Katie down that left side, over to Schwartz on the right side, just out of her reach. 38-12, 1 minute and 1 second left here in the third quarter. It will be standpoint ball. Ludvig inbounding it to Dushkin. Dushkin taking her time coming across the line. Gives it back to Ludvig. This will be a 1-2-2 zone defense. Nice hands-up play by Polly McClain. Puts it up on the left side, and Ludvig fouls her in the act of shooting.
Polly McClain will have a chance to get her name in the scorebook here with a couple of free throws.
2 points have been scored by Sandpoint in this quarter only. Polly's shot from the free throw line doesn't go. Those 2 points were scored by Ann Rosette earlier on in the quarter. Second shot by Polly is off the mark, rebounded by Kuchenov. Kuchenov looking up court to Dushkin over her head, rebounded or controlled now by Katie. You know, Katie. She was doing a nice job going down that left side until she kind of decided to give herself some more room, and she can't push off like that.
Funny when they know they've done wrong, you know, that look, half guilt and half kind of laughing, and oops, I got caught.
Dushkin over to Ludvig, low pass. Ludvig picks it up on the right side, right wing, and she's surrounded by Bristol Bay players. That's always something that you've got to play against, is that sixth man on the court that's called the sideline. And Sandpoint likes to play it wide. Ludvig gets a three-pointer off from the right side. No good. Rebounded by Kuchenov. And the coach says, put it back up. Dushkin has it. She puts it up off the front of the rim. That's the end of the third quarter, 38-12. We'll be back in 1 minute. Back here for the start of the fourth quarter at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. You're listening to live action of 2012 Elks Invitational Tournament here at Bristol Bay High School. The Bristol Bay Angels ahead of Sandpoint 38-12 here in this fourth quarter. And we have Katie Wassily, Schwartz, Polly McClain, Michaela McClain out there along with Wilson for Bristol Bay. Ball is into Wilson. Wilson from the left side puts up a shot. No good. Tipped, controlled, and we have a foul. Wasn't really controlled by Rosette of Sandpoint, but Schwartz came up there to bump her, so it will be Sandpoint ball.
Great opportunity for Bristol Bay here this evening with a nice lead that they have. Their whole squad is getting a lot of minutes on the floor in front of the home crowd. So good opportunity for all the Angels, Lady Angels, here this evening.
And gives a good look for the coach as to what he's got coming up. Rosette with a baseline drive shot. Doesn't go. Kuchenov rebounds. Gives it up to Ludvig on the left wing. Ludvig will go up to the top, over to the right, back to Ludvig. Ludvig dribbling down into the lane. Fouled in the act of dribbling on Abby Schwartz. It will be 16 fouls for Bristol Bay and 4 for the Eagles. Ludvig out long to Dushkin with a shot quickly. Dushkin has a very flat shot and her coach says shoot it up instead of at the basket because you got to have that arc. Pauly gets it, steps on the sideline, and it will be standpoint ball. As quick as you get it, you give it away.
Just mishandled that inbounds pass. There wasn't even anybody around her at all, but lost the handle and stepped on the out-of-bounds line before she could get it under control.
Ludwig has it for standpoint, high between the circles. Bristol Bay not playing up close to her on defense until she picks up the dribble, and ball is over to Rosette, but it's tapped out of bounds by Wassily of Bristol Bay. Larson coming back in, and Johnson sitting down for standpoint. Ludwig has it for standpoint, up to Kuchenov. Kuchenov with a three-pointer off the mark. Rebounds on the floor. Pauly McLean comes up with it. She's down the right side. Nice defense by Dushkin there. She stood her ground, even though she's the smallest gal on the court. Kuchenov with a three-point attempt off the mark. Rebounds by Bristol Bay. Michaela gives it up to Wassily. Wassily on that left side, up court to Pauly. Pauly on the left wing. Dribbles down to the low post, puts the shot up off the glass and in. 40-12.
Nice job, Pauly McLean, with her first basket. She's got 2 points. 40-12 now, Angels with the lead.
Bristol Bay outscored Sandpoint 13-2 in that third quarter to increase the lead. Ludwig has two to her left, two to her right. She decides to go to Kuchenov. Give and go doesn't work as Pauly McLean comes out of the pack with the dribble. Ball is on the floor now. Dushkin has it. Dushkin strained her knee or her ankle in the process. Dushkin down there holding her left knee. She went down.
Might be a Charlie horse almost, you know, the way she really didn't look like she twisted her leg, just looked like she kind of pulled up there and is in a lot of pain and might be like a Charlie horse type of thing. But we don't need to speculate on what it is. And you mentioned earlier, you know, Sandpoint only has six players, so injuries or fatigue or fouls, any of that is going to be provide a hardship for Sandpoint. And the girls have been playing really hard here this evening, so...
Dushkin, for our home team here, is not a very large gal. She might be about the thickness of three pencils. I mean, she is a very small gal, so something like that can really be, you know, if it's more than just a Charlie horse, very damaging to her playing basketball.
She's getting ready to stand up, and, you know, when they pull a... I think it was like a cramp or a Charlie horse because they were pulling her foot. Kind of bring your toes up. That's what you do when you have that Charlie horse like that. And they are very painful. Now the coaches are just going to help carry her right off the court. So she gets a nice hand from the fans here. That's good sportsmanship by everybody.
Give her some fluids to ease that Charlie horse there.
Yeah, a little bit of salt water or something like that. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bristol Bay leads it 40-12, and it'll be 10-point ball.
We really don't like to see injuries on the basketball court. You don't have a lot of protection. It's supposed to be a non-contact sport, but when there's a loose ball, a lot of people just like to dive for it. Foul in the act of passing. Schwartz fouls Ludwig, and Bristol Bay has seven team fouls, so it's a one-and-one situation.
Well, you mentioned West basketball is not a contact sport, but, you know, it can get pretty physical out there.
It sure can.
Get in a good boys game. Of course, these girls' games can be pretty physical, too, sometimes.
When you're coming to a stop real fast on that floor, you know, with some good tennis shoes on, some good sneakers, you know, your foot stops, but the body keeps going. You know, you've got that momentum. Ludwig is at the line for a one-and-one off the mark. She gets a rebound right at the line, puts up another shot, no good. Rebounded by Pauly McLean out to Wassily. Wathley dribbling it down to the right side. She travels in the act of shooting. So the traveling outweighs the act of shooting. It will be Sand Point ball. Rosette coming down. Crosses the center line. Rosette dribbling to the left side. Over to Kuchenov. Kuchenov puts up a shot from three. And Kuchenov's got 5 points on the game. 15-40 with 5:20 here in the fourth quarter. Wassily picking up the ball. Dribbling over to Polly McLean. Puts up a shot. Nothing there. It's on the floor. Wilson comes up with the rebound. Gives it back up to Polly. Over to Wassily. Wassily's shot hits the end line. Turnover to Sandpoint.
About 5 minutes to go in the game. Looks like Bristol Bay is going to advance in this tournament with a victory here over Sandpoint this evening.
Rosette going to the left, then going to the right. Ludwig to Kuchenov for a three from the left side. Kuchenov hits another one. She's got eight. It's 40-18. Kuchenov finding the mark, the distance there for the last couple of sets down. Wassily going against Rosette, out to Polly McLean. McLean up to Michaela. Michaela over to Wassily, and it is tipped out of play by Rosette. So we've got 4:30 here in the fourth quarter, and Sandpoint has no extra team members on the court. One gal sit down because of injury, rebounded by Michaela. Wilson has the rebound to Michaela. Michaela shots up and in. Let's see if she was, if the referee is going to count it as good. 1-5, blue shot count. So Michaela is in the record book.
Her first basket. She's got 2 points.
42-18, 4:23 left here in the fourth quarter, and Michaela McLean is at the line for one. And it goes up and in. She looked like she had to give it just a little bit more as she leaned over that free throw line to get that ball in the bucket. So Ludwig crosses the center line. Coach calls timeout.
Now we've got another player for Sandpoint there.
Rosette,
that looks like Rosetta is
trying to walk off a cramp as well.
Yes, or a little bit of a ankle strain or something, and they're out of substitutes, so this game probably can't get over quick enough for Sandpoint. Just four minutes and 16 seconds to go, but they're down 43-18. They've only got six players here, and two of them hobbling.
Yeah, maybe just not enough liquids in some of these ladies to keep from getting cramps. And so Rosette is trying to shake it off, walk it off. And so the Sandpoint coach is just kind of talking to his players, keep up the hard work, keep playing basketball. Bristol Bay's got kind of like their second squad in on the varsity side of things.
Abby Schwartz has come into the game now.
Schwartz, Wilson, Wassily, Polly, and Michaela McLean in there for the Angels. It's 43-18. Rosette with the ankle problem shakes it off, comes up with the ball, tipped and handled by Sam Point again. Ludwig controlling it now on the right side, goes to the right wing, gets a pick, and decides to travel before she takes that three-point attempt.
Ludwig did a nice job coming around the screen, and she got a nice screen, and she was excited to be opening, and she just thought, well, I'm going to get a little closer to the basket, but you got to dribble if you're going to move towards the basket.
Schwartz with a quick shot off the backboard on the right side, rebound by Johnson. Kuchenov passes up court to Rosette. Rosette on the left side. Kuchenov with a three-pointer. That one looked good, but it was just off the side a little bit. It had plenty of distance, but aim was off, just the width of the basket.
She's hit a couple of nice three-pointers here in the second half. And
Wassily having a little bit of difficulties. That full-court pressure results in a turnover. Rosette comes up with it. Rosette up-court pass to Johnson. Johnson back to Ludwig. Ludwig with a three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound is by Michaela. Up to Polly. It's Polly's game to lose. And Johnson came up from Polly's right side and held her arm. So Polly's going to go to the free throw line for two. Johnson came up quick behind McLean there. I thought Polly would have an easy layup, but Johnson came squirting down that right side up behind McLean and was able to keep the two off the board. McLean's first shot goes in. That was a nice quick shot there by Polly, and it didn't take long to go through the bucket. 44-18. Polly's second shot is off the mark, rebounded by Ludwig. Ludwig dribbling to the far side. Bristol Bay is coming down on defense. It's a 1-2-2 zone defense by Bristol Bay, keeping Ludwig from taking those three-pointers at the top of the circle, as she did earlier on in the game.
That free throw by Polly McLean, it gives both the McLean girls 3 points each, Polly and Michaela.
44-18, 2:57 here. Rosette putting up a three-point attempt, no good. Hauled in by Polly McLean. McLean still controlling the ball. Up to Schwartz. Schwartz with a one bounce. Dribble. Puts up a shot. No good. Wilson with the attempt. And it goes out of bounds. You know, Wilson's got that attitude that I don't keep the ball long on an offensive rebound. I'm going to put it back up.
I think that's good. You know, get that ball and put it right back up. Don't dribble out or anything else. So.
Michaela got the inbound pass right under the left side, puts it up and in. It's 46-18. Bristol Bay really doing some nice inbounding work, has worked on that this half of the season. Wilson picks up a tip and a loose ball, finally goes out of bounds, and we've got probably, it looks like, I was going to say Larson, but it might be Johnson on the court for Sandpoint. And, you know, you hate to say for one team to run the other team into the court, but when you only got six players on your squad, they got to be in tip-top shape or they will be tired.
Yeah.
And I think Sandpoint is feeling that exhaustion right now.
Yeah, there's a bad collision down on that end of the court, and one of the Sandpoint players there is...
Johnson is on the court. Her glasses come off. That's always, like you say, it's there's a lot of collisions out there sometimes, and I think she's got a pretty nasty hit right there up near the eyes. It's 46-18 with 2:18 here in the fourth quarter. Bristol Bay out to a commanding lead early in the first quarter, 19-3. Coach Lyons put in the second squad during that second quarter. 25-12 was the halftime score. It is now 46-18 late here in the fourth quarter.
And it's good to see Johnson is up and coming over to the bench now and getting a nice hand from the crowd. Like she's going to be all right, although she's got something covering the side of her face there. So
I think it's kind of like an ice pack trying to keep the swelling down because I think she took a pretty good hit. You heard her scream in agony when she got hit and she went down. So it's going to be five on four as it was off of Bristol Bay. We've got Ludwig, Rosette, Larson, and Kuchenoff in the game for the Sandpoint Eagles. And Michaela McLean is just going to stand up here near half court, looks to the coach, and says, what do I do?
Looks like we're going to bring a substitute in.
1-1 is the situation.
It's like the fourth foul of the ball game here on, is that on
Larson? It would be on Larson. That's
15.
What's up on the,
yep.
The scoreboard.
Yep, fourth foul on Larson. Going to send Abby Schwartz to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
And Coach Lyon is just going to let it play 4-on-4 as we've got Emery into the court right now, on the court playing for Bristol Bay, and she's just standing right in front of the scorekeeper. Abby Schwartz, first shot is no good, rebounded by Ludwig, and it will be just 4-on-4. Coach Lyon's given 10-point break. Coach Lyon's actually chuckling over there for a little bit. As you know, the players, they want to get in on the action, you know, and they're just, Emery is just told to stand out on the court. It will be Bristol Bay ball. Bristol Bay is going to play 4-on-4. Wilson inbounding to Polly. Polly kind of doesn't know what to do. Schwartz gets it on the left side. Schwartz banks it off the glass and in. It's 48-18, 30-point advantage by the Bristol Bay Angels.
Nice shot by Abby Schwartz there. She's had a nice game. She's got 6 points here in the ball game, and that may be her first points of the season. I'm not sure, but nice job.
Rosette over to Larson with a long shot off the mark. Wassily up court to Polly McLean. The shot's off the rim, rebounded by Kuchenov. Kuchenov getting a little help from her teammate to clear out some area. Kuchenov's on the right wing. She puts up a three-pointer. It's off the back, over the backboard and out of bounds. We've got Michaela McLean coming in for Wassily. I haven't seen we got one more substitution coming in, and Bales keeps the court down here in front of the scorekeeper. Schwartz has the ball. Schwartz finally bringing it across the timeline. Schwartz on the left side gives the ball back up to Michaela can't handle the ball, and we've got Polly bumping Rosette a little bit. Rosette goes down on the floor. Rosette will go to the free throw line for Coach says, I want you to stand in the corner, Bales. Well, go to the other corner now, the other side of the court. She's on the other side of the court now. Standing right there where the sideline meets the center line. Shot by Rosette is off the mark. She'll get a second attempt. Rosette, Ludwig, Kuchenov, and Larson on the court for the Sandpoint Eagles. Rosette gets another shot at it. Shot's off the mark. Ball is on the floor. Going to Sandpoint. 56 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. It's 48-18. A cross-court pass to Kuchenov. Kuchenov dribbles through the defense, puts up a shot from the left side. Nothing there. Rebound is off of Bristol Bay. Katie Wassily coming in for Polly McLean. I think Bristol Bay putting these girls in gives us a really good look, Jeff, at upcoming players for Bristol Bay. And they've got a fine squad coming up.
Yep, girls getting some good minutes and doing a nice job here this evening.
Katie Wassily trying to get it up to Michaela McLean. Michaela can't handle the pass, and Wilson thought she had a handle on it, and it went right off her foot. So it will be Ludwig inbounding for Sandpoint with 40 seconds left. It's 48-18. Rosette crossing the center line, and Schwartz knocks the ball away a little bit. Rosette to Kuchenov. I thought there was a whistle.
There was a traveling call.
Okay.
Traveling call on one of the Sandpoint players as she was attempting to get a shot off.
Ludwig intercepts the inbounds pass, puts up a three, nothing there. Wassily with the rebound. Wassily looking up, see who's going to help her. Ball is long, court pass to Wilson. Kuchenov there is there to pick it up. With Larson controls it, gives it to Rosette. Rosette down the left side, up court to Ludwig. Ludwig can't keep it from going out of bounds at 4.4 seconds. 48-18 looks like might be the final score unless we have an amazing shot. Schwartz lets it go right through her hands. Only 2.2 seconds clicked off the clock. That doesn't look good on the resume. letting the ball go through your hands with 4.4 seconds, and you are wide open. Ledvik inbounding to Kuchenov. Kuchenov dribbles down the center of the lane, puts up a shot, not before the buzzer goes off. 48-18 is the final score for this game, Bristol Bay over the Sandpoint Eagles. 1 minute or two.
2 minutes.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.